Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Samantha Smith. Our guest today is Tom Schmay, National Sprint Car Museum Curator, and we're here to discuss the Rear Wheel Film Festival and what kind of things they're doing to get ready for sprint car racing season. Tom, thanks as always for coming in to talk with me today.
No, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Now, first of all, tell us about this year's festival and how it's going to be different from the past years.
Well, the recent history is we've had it during the Knoxville Nationals, and we've had it in the museum, typically on Saturday of the Nationals, because it's hard to get drivers to commit to fanfare forums on Saturday of Nationals. It's their biggest day of the year. So we found that running films during that day was just a good alternative, and last year we had a great lineup of three different films. Sadly, the Friday night program rained out. It ran Saturday afternoon. No film festival. And so I felt really bad for the producers of the films, the directors. They were very excited about having them screened in Knoxville, Iowa on the Saturday of the 50th Nationals. And so it really caused us to think maybe we need to move it off of the Nationals just for that reason. So we decided to tie it in with the practice night, weekend at Knoxville Raceway this year. And we originally scheduled it for Friday, Saturday, Sunday of that weekend. And then with Knoxville Raceway changing the practice night from Saturday to Friday night, we've now finalized our format. We're going to go with a one-day film festival this year, and it's going to be on Saturday, April 23rd. And we've got a great lineup. We're bringing the three films back from last year that didn't get screened, and that's the movie Short Track by Marie Hopkins, Racing Dreams documentary about go-kart racing, and Red Dirt Rising, film about early stock car racing. So those are going to be the first three films of the day, and then we're going to go to our new films for this year at 3:15. We have 3 weeks to Daytona, a brand-new film. Looks very interesting. At 4:45, we have a documentary on Angel Park Speedway in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Sprint car fans know that as the last remaining weekly midget track in America. And then 6:45, we have the history of State Line Speedway, the first 10 years. It's a documentary done by Randy Anderson. And we're really proud that Randy Anderson is actually flying in for our film festival. And he'll be here to answer questions talk about his documentary. And then at 8:15 on Saturday, April 23rd, we have Follow the Corn. And that's a really interesting documentary about traditional sprint car racing in Indiana, non-wing sprint car racing. So we think we just have a great lineup this year of world-class films and documentaries. All going to happen on Saturday, April 23rd.
Now, these are films that, while people might not have heard of them, they're pretty, like you mentioned, world-class films and have won several awards. Can you kind of talk about how significant they are?
Well, you know, they really are. Like the go-kart racing one, Racing Dreams. You know, that's won major awards at independent film festivals across the country. And so to have that quality of film here at Knoxville is very exciting. You know, the film festival is all about celebrating the automobile and auto racing in films. And so we just think we have a unique niche, and more people across the country, producers and directors, are realizing what we have. And so I really hope we get a good turnout this year. In past years, this has been an ongoing event. We've had a variety of turnouts, but I really would like to see the attendance this year just sell out our theater each performance.
Sure. And the tickets are very minimal. Can you talk about that?
They are. It's a museum admission. Gets you up to the second floor and into the theater, and that's just $4 for an adult. So, and that's, you know, for the day. So if you're a film buff and you're excited about seeing films on sprint car racing, on midget car racing, on stock car racing, on go-kart racing, for $4 on that Saturday, you can see, about seven films and just have a great time.
And people can come and go and see whatever films they want to see throughout the day?
They can. We've got a schedule that we'll adhere to. And so you may want to come in the morning and see a film and then come in the evening and see another one.
Great. Now, how have things been going so far this year as you guys, we're getting out of winter finally, hopefully. And what kind of things have you guys been working on?
Well, Bob Baker has been real active in the suite ticketing. You know, that's our major source of revenue over the course of the season is the second, third, and fourth floor ticketing, and he's been very busy. He just told me yesterday that he's feeling really good about the renewals for the suites, and there seems to be a lot of interest in the second floor. So primarily it's getting the third and fourth floor suites ready for the season, and also just having the ticketing, and Blanche Kingery's been busy working on the parking passes and the tickets. So we think we're ready. I know Doug Locken and his cleaning company is coming in this weekend and doing carpet cleaning in the suites. So we're just trying to get the facility ready for the racing season, and I think we're in good shape on that. We're also keeping busy in the museum store. I mean, trying to stock items, that new items that our racing fans and visitors are going to want to purchase this year.
Sure. And you guys are continuing your Sprint Car 101 program. And this one, well, I guess the next one coming up here in April is going to be a couple days right before the film festival. Can you talk about how that's been going in the next program?
Yeah. The last program in March on St. Patrick's Day night was Salute to Flat Track Motorcycle Racing. And it was kind of a special one-off program. And although I wasn't here, I heard great things about it, that I think it was really well attended. And Rich King from Waterloo, three-time runner-up national champion, was here, and his son, and just had a really good event. And as you say, the Thursday before the film festival and before practice night is going to be our salute to Gil Sonner. And, Gil is just a legendary sprint car owner and mechanic from Des Moines. The Casey's number 47 car is what he's most known for. And he'll be here, and we'll interview him about his career. So we're very excited about that one. And that's April. And then we also have May. We've just booked Dean Sylvester, a longtime mechanic and owner. And so our May 3rd Thursday program is going to be a salute to Dean Sylvester. So, yeah, we're real excited about that Sprint Car 101 series. It went very well last year, and we're looking forward and excited about the programs this year.
Good to hear. Anything else you'd like to add as we gear up for sprint car racing season?
No, just we're very excited about it. We think spring has sprung, and we're ready for the cars to hit the track. And, I think Knoxville Raceway's put together another great schedule this year. So just encourage fans to come out to the races and come a little early and go through the museum.
Great. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Today's Let's Talk Knoxville is available on demand at KNIA, KRLS.com. Stay tuned for today's Let's Talk Pella next on KNIA, KRLS.